You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Marcy Silman. As you just heard in Jamala Henderson's newscast, after months of discussion, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has unveiled the long-awaited minimum wage proposal. 21 members of the Mayor's Income Inequality Committee approved the plan that would phase in a $15 minimum wage over a 5 to 7 year period. One of the no votes came from City Council member Shama Sawant.
This recommendation is a recommendation for $15 an hour. This is not the only recommendation for $15 an hour. So I would urge everybody not to be fixated on this as if public officials have voted on this. Public servants, like the 9 city council members, are answerable to the 100,000 low-wage workers in this city.
Seattle City Council member Shama Sawant on today's minimum wage increase announcement. Mayor Ed Murray joins me now. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for speaking with us. This proposal is a little bit complicated. Can you outline the main points for us?
Sure. So there is a phase-in of 3 years for large businesses, 4 for those who offer some sort of benefits. And for our smallest businesses, 7 years. And our smallest businesses often in this city are immigrant-owned businesses. And those folks are often the employees as well as employers. So I think it's something that addresses the needs of this city to have a minimum wage that starts to reduce the wage disparity, but it does it in a way that I believe is responsible and thoughtful.
Seattle City Council member and committee member Nick Licata used the word compromise at your news conference this morning. What do you think, for example, labor had to give up to hammer out this deal?
Well, I think both sides had to give. Business would have preferred a much longer phase-in period. Labor would have preferred a much shorter phase-in period. And that's an example where both sides had a compromise.
One of the, I know, sticking points has been throughout what's called total compensation benefits and tips. When did you come to the agreement that these would be phased out, and it's sort of like arcs as increased wage comes in, the benefits phase out? When was that decision made?
There wasn't a final decision until yesterday evening. It was one of the proposals that was out there. Is as you increase the minimum wage, some employers would be able to count some types of compensation towards that, but that would phase out once the minimum wage reached $15.
And the other question I had was the definition of a large business. It's 500 employees or fewer are small businesses, 500 over large businesses. We only have a couple of very, very large businesses that are based here. But what about things like franchises that are often part of a large global corporation and which might include mega employees?
So, they will be impacted by this. One of the challenges is we will impact the McDonald's of the world with this, but there are very few franchise McDonald type businesses in the city of Seattle itself, literally just a handful. Because it counts as national as well as local businesses, they'll get hit. But again, most McDonald's in this state are not in this city.
I'm speaking with Seattle Mayor Ed Murray about the announcement this morning to phase in a $15 an hour minimum wage in the city of Seattle, highest in the nation. Mayor, the announcement was expected a week ago, and I'm curious to know when you actually hammered out this agreement that was announced today.
Well, it's interesting. I said by the end of April, in December, and I moved the date up just to move the group, and I ended up with the original date. The agreement, there was a framework about a week ago, but folks had a lot more work they needed to do business with various business owners, labor with various labor organizations before they were able to sign off on it.
The proposal goes to the city council. What have you heard from council members who were not on this committee?
So obviously the council is an independent branch of city government, and they need to take a close look at this. I've had positive reactions from the council members that we have been in touch with. we believe that a version of this will pass the council.
Should a measure like this go before voters?
So, you know, I've been asked that for years as a legislator. Should, when we raise the gas tax, should that go to voters? Should, when we vote for marriage equality, should that go to the voters? And my answer in this situation is the same in those situations. We're elected to make the hard decisions, and there will be elections to remove us from office if folks don't like those decisions.
So
I think to take this to the ballot would mean that business and labor would spend millions of dollars in a very contentious fight that I don't believe would help either labor or business.
If, as you say, you've had good feedback from the council members you've spoken to, can't you just enact it as mayor?
Council has to enact it.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.